USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani now defending himself as focus turns to him in the Trump-Ukraine phone call controversy. Giuliani reached out to officials in Ukraine, reportedly in efforts to get dirt on former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani says he'll be the hero of the tale when it's all over. And he told Fox News last night,
"The whistleblower falsely alleges that I was operating on my own. Well, I wasn't operating on my own. I went to meet Mr. Zelensky's aide at the request of the State Department."
Giuliani referring to the president of Ukraine. Meanwhile, there's a report in the New York Times that the whistleblower who filed a complaint accusing President Trump of abusing power is a CIA officer. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
General Motors reinstating health care benefits for striking workers. It announced last week it would no longer pay for health care while workers were off the job, but now it says there was confusion over the issue, GM deciding to keep benefits in place. A teacher strike in Chicago, a step closer to reality. The teachers union has voted by a huge margin to authorize a work stoppage if contract negotiations fail. Around 25,000 teachers could walk off the job as early as October 7th. The number of deaths from a mysterious vaping-related illness continuing to rise.
The CDC in Atlanta confirms 12 people have died from vaping in 10 states, and the number of people with lung injuries associated with e-cigarettes or vaping jumps from just over 500 to more than 800 now in nearly every state in the country. Some people so sick they're in the hospital on a ventilator to help them breathe. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Trump administration is now reducing the number of refugees allowed to resettle in the United States. The new cap is down from around 30,000 last year to 18,000 next. The administration says at the core of the president's foreign policy is, quote, a commitment to make decisions based on reality, not wishes. It's the fourth time the administration has lowered the number of refugees allowed to settle in the United States. The site of a deadly mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, could reopen before the end of the year. Walmart says the store where 22 people were killed this summer has a target reopening for November 6th. That Walmart store has been closed since the August 3rd attack for investigation and also renovation. The head of the Strategic Air Command, General John Hyten, has won confirmation as vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And NFL owners are now pushing for a 17-game regular season schedule in a new collective bargaining agreement. Multiple reports say league owners would like to get rid of the preseason and add one more regular season game. The NFL Players Association has stated it's not in favor of that idea. The current CBA is set to expire after the 2020 season. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.